USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems with each passing hour, another nation is banning Boeing 737 MAX aircraft from their airspace after Sunday's Ethiopia Airlines plane crash that killed all 157 passengers and crew, including 8 Americans. British officials have just announced they're imposing such a ban. Australia, China, Indonesia, and individual airlines in Brazil and Argentina, as well as other nations, have also halted flights of those aircraft. They are, however, still flying here in the United States, prompting the Association of Flight Attendants International President Sarah Nelson to say,
"We need to hear from the FAA with transparency here about what steps they're taking to address the concerns of the public and the crews who are working on these planes."
She spoke on CBS News. Verizon customers experiencing a text messaging outage on the East Coast at this hour, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's former Vice President Joe Biden's response to a crowd of firefighters who chanted, "Run, Joe, run," as he addressed them in D.C. this morning.
Be careful what you wish for.
Many at that conference in Washington believing Biden was giving a hint about his plan to enter the 2020 Democratic presidential campaign.
Save it a little longer. I may need it in a few weeks.
Honda's recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective Takata airbags. This after millions of vehicles around the globe have been recalled because of those defective airbags, including 13 million already recalled by Honda and Acura. But these vehicles in the new recall, while previously repaired for airbag issues, got replacement parts that have been found to be potentially faulty as well. The complete list of recalled models is at HondaNews.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another border wall battle shaping up as the president sends his budget to Capitol Hill. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, says President Trump's budget proposal includes money for the border wall.
Federal resources and frontline defenders are overwhelmed at the southern border, and the fiscal year 2020 budget provides sizable funding of an $8.6 billion for full completion of the wall and other border security resources.
Reaction from Arizona Congressman Republican Andy Biggs speaking on Fox News about why he supports the $8 billion included in the budget for building the wall.
They want to build a wall and extend it. What we're doing with his emergency declaration doesn't get the job done. I mean, the reports out Arizona last year, in the last couple of years, enough fentanyl seized to kill between 70 and 80 million Americans in Arizona alone from the border. And that's, when you look at that, that's an emergency.
And the World Wide Web turning 30 today. In 1989, English computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee submitted his idea to his bosses at a physics lab in Switzerland about a worldwide communication system. He admits today he never dreamed the idea would revolutionize the world. Today, about half the planet is online. About 2 billion websites exist. And one of them is ours. Find us online at usaradio.com. What a segue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.